maybe one nekuda to add. From the Zalman, the Shleiman, the first Chelek, I think it's page Tav Kuf Mem Tes. There's a raya for this sugya, for something that I think we had discussed by Otis Nakos. Shem Zalman is, I want to explain why there's no chi of the ksiva by jay and jay or sikra and jay. A jay and sikra is a chi of ksiva. By jay and jay and sikra and jay, there's no chi of ksiva. Even if you hold sikra and jay, you consider a meichai, or meichai to the bottom. But there's no din siva on the top writing. So Shlomo Zalman quotes the lashon of the Ramban and the Ritva, who is actually a second tariff of the Ramban and the Ritva, but they say that from the Inyan Shabbos, Melechus Nashabbos Dinan, Velay Ahanu Lei Maisel. That's the lashon. That's the lashon of both of them. It's not identical lashon. Inyan Shabbos, Melechus Nashabbos Dinan. Shabbos, you need a certain level of Hashiva Samalacha. V'loi ahadu by myself. And the Maisim didn't help. Didn't help anything. Before you had a written letter, now you have a written letter. So Bishlama, if it's the I on top of Sikra, so ahadu by myself. Before it's Sikra, now it's the I. The I is better. But if it's the I on the I, Sikra on the I, loi ahadu by myself, the Maisim didn't create any mile. So that's why there's no fear of the Shiva. The Shlomo Zalman brings this, and he's saying, he had them by Otzitz Nachos. If you have an Otzitz Nachos on the ground, you drag it along the ground without picking it up. You just drag it. So that before it was Yainix from one side of the field, now it's Yainix from the other side of the field. But there was never a second that it stopped being Yainix. You just dragged it along the ground. Ayukhayit, the Zereya, if now it's being Yainik in a new spot, where previously it wasn't Yainik. The question is whether there's such a field in such a case. Now, Pashtus, I would think that you're a Zereya, you're causing it to be Yainik from this new spot. The Chiddush that Shlomo Zalman writes is that there's no din chiyuv on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv if you just switch the makar hayanika. All you did is it was yonik for Sadeh, and without a hepsik, now it's yonik for Sadeh. All you did is switch the spot of the anika. That's, I would use the Lashon Ritva, lo yahanu lei maisa. His maisa didn't help anything. It didn't add anything. It switched from spot A to spot B, but it didn't twice anything. There's no oifzit. So Shlomo Zalman's idea that he's writing, and he brings like in 5 or 6 rayas to this side, is that on Shabbos, even if what you're doing is a malacha, but if all you're doing is replacing one source of the malacha with another, it's not chayav. Another case he talks about is if you have a tree that's in a big puddle of water, and you throw more water into the puddle. So, you're not chayav for a zereya. Even though maybe your water is going to give a ganika now, the water that you put in is what's going to give a ganika. But it doesn't matter, because you would have had that ganika anyhow. Assuming, we have to assume that it dries in the same amount of time, I don't mean the henshachad now, but by replacing the water now, something is waterlogged, if it's a big rain, if the ground is waterlogged, and you pour another bucket of water on the ground, so there's no chiyuv. Even though it could be, Shmaya Galia, your drop of water, when I said the tree is yainik some water, it doesn't need all the water. In some, they're just going to be yainik your own water. What he's saying here is you did do. Because when you write sikra on the eye, but what we read afterwards is your sikra. What you read above is your sikra. Yeah, you're right. That was the side of the Tereskitten, that all you do is darkening the bottom one. But for Sikra Gabi Diyai, certainly, what we're reading now is your writing. Even though what we're reading is your writing, lo yahanu myself didn't help, because there was never a second that the letter wasn't there. The letter was there, and all you did is you covered it with a new letter. But the other is secret to hanulei myself, because now it's more legible. It's a better tzeiva than it was before. Before it was an inferior tzeiva, now it's a superior tzeiva. Shankai, so it was a hanulei, it helped. It helped the tzeiva. But here, it didn't help the tzeiva. Nothing, there's no tzeiva that's helpful. And therefore, he says that there's no problem. The chal would be the same thing if you have a food on the blech, if they didn't cook yet. And you want to move it over on the blech, so obviously you can't move it to a place where it's going to cook more quickly. That's special. But let's say you would be shy, I don't know physically, child, let's say you would be shy. You know that two spots on the stove are exactly the same. You can slide it from one spot to another. If you have a heating tray, you know it's all exactly even. You slide the food over, or in an oven. The whole oven has the same heat. So you open opening and closing, but let's say you'd want to slide a food in the oven. So from one spot to another. So maybe now it got from this side, and now it's got from that side. The Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman says is that he says there's no issue. The cloud is no, that's not a malacha. If it's the way I know the nice of it's not a malacha. If you say it really is in English, if you ask somebody, if a Friday says, well, why can't I turn on a light on Shabbos? It comes to work. You tell them, yeah, and you could schlep packages, it's not work. What do you mean? It has to be a creative work to be chayav on Shabbos. Right? Hashem created the 6 days, 7 days. So it has to be a creative work. When you schlep things, you work very hard, you should. It's work, it's labor, but it's not creating anything. You turn on light, it's creating. You're creating something. You start a fire, you strike a match, you're creating something. Creative work is chayav on Shabbos. What Shem Zaman is saying is that you didn't create anything. The artist is Yenikir, and now it's Yenikir. Nothing, there was no Loyahanalei Naisha. Nothing new came about because of what you did. That's the side of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He was talking there about his elevator Shaila, which I mentioned, I think, by Artist Tanokhov. By the case where you have an elevator which is made in a way that the elevator, when it goes down with a lot of people in it, it generates electricity. The cable that it's on attached to a wheel, and it turns the wheel, it generates electricity for the house, for the building that you're in. And it's not a science fiction thing. Most elevators that are not high speed, that are buildings 20 stories or less, are made this way. Then when it goes down with a full car, and the weight, with the gravity is making it go down, to slow it, it's attached to a wheel which harnesses the kayak electricity in the building. So the question was, can you go down to such an elevator, the lights that are burning in the apartment or in the building, are burning because of you. You're going down, your weight is making it burn. So Shlomo Zalman says, it's not awesome, because all you're doing is replacing different electricity with your electricity. And normally it would burn with electricity that's coming in. And by going down, you replace it with yours. It's not a creative malacha on Shabbos. That's not a malacha. It has to make something new. So in his list of, five or six rayas there, one raya is from Matzah Tanakh, which we had, and the other raya is he brings from Lashon HaRamban at HaMitzvah, on our Gemara, where he says that the Vav on the Vav, and Aleph on the Aleph, whatever letter you're writing, it's Leia Hanulei. If the second letter is not better than the first, it didn't two wipe anything. Even though when all was said and done, later you're reading it, you're reading the reading. Especially the way I wrote the Gemara, that you're totally covering the bottoming when you write with the new ink. So you're reading totally the new ink. So this is nice you said of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The thing is, it doesn't have that many applications. How many situations do you have where you do a malacha, but it would have happened anyway? I mean, he has a few cases that he had. He talked about
moving a, you have a cup of oil with a burning wick. Now moving it on Shabbos, right, this book the problem. Or say moving it on Yom Kippur. Moving it, it's only a problem because you might make the fire get smaller or bigger. If you move it very gently, there's no Isser keyboard or Mavia. And he also says, even both the Tzius, you're moving the oil. Anytime you move the Tzius, it moves. So different oil burn instead of the other oil. He says, it doesn't matter. If the flame is burning the flame, just this oil would have burned. Now that oil is burning, so it's not a problem. It's probably a double shade of the sky. Okay. And he thought he brings to the Gemara, he brings this Rishayim that say that it's also because the flame will get bigger or smaller. So he said, let's say get bigger or smaller. Just say because the oil, different oil is burning. So I thought we can. There are a few of the examples he brings. Right, maybe theory. Yeah, he's just trying to bring it as a dogma for what he's saying. I think it may not be a situation. May not be a situation, I don't know. That's what he's saying. Could be well, could be wrong. Could be more young. Plus, you move it further from the fire. You know, you're moving it further. But the mice is stopped by a different fire. So, if there's one fire, then I understand. It's going to burn heat for that fire, no matter how far it is. What happens if you're moving it from one fire to another one? And now it's not as hot, it'll cook more slowly. But it can get heat from the other fire, not from this fire. According to the sun, there's no problem. And then you could know, because there's less. You could know that's not more. But it's a different fire. But I thought he came, because what he's saying, there's no problem. No, I pashtus, I would say, what do you mean? Two men of person was cooking it. Now you're causing the second fire to cook this food. The thing is, you can take it off the first, it's your choice. You can leave it on the first, you can take it off. But if you take it off the first fire, why, what's the heck of the fact that you're causing it to cook the second fire? I don't know, it's a funny thing because I remember once in the Bible colony on Shabbos seeing a lady, rather a relative of mine, throwing a pail of water out onto the grass. It was raining and there was a leaf, I guess, in the porch. There was a bucket there and she threw out the bucket. I said, what are you doing with Shabbos? She said, we're going to soak anyway. She said, I haven't seen such a thing. She's going to soak anyway. They had to throw water on the grass. I didn't say anything. And later I saw it. Shlomo Zalman brings from Sibas HaFrank. He brings from Achinami. There's nothing. Even though your water may cause it to grow, there's nothing such a thing. But Gemara now turns back to the Shtaros, Itvar. Eidim Sheyedim Lachsoim, we had the concept of the Testament days. You have illiterate witnesses. Lavam and the Karma have Naya Cholok, Umamawin and Sakoram Deyay. So we have here three Eidim. First Eidim, which we have then, is Mekarin Esanaya. What does it mean, Mekarin Esanaya? That we, so we had two Pshatim. Rashi said on the Testament days that you take something like a pen that doesn't have ink, you write. Then he traces the indentation. Now Pesach didn't like that. Why? Why didn't Pesach like that? Because then he said the second person is giving you a key. The second person, if the first person took a ballpoint pen that has no ink, and he signed, so no ink came out, it was just a pressed in thing. Then the second one fills in that line. So the second one doesn't mean anything. You don't have a signature at all. You can't be looking at it. You can never know who signed it. So Tosfos said, the carrot means you take a stencil. You take a wide stencil that's rachiv, that's wide, and the second person who's the signer he signs with in the stencil. He doesn't know what's an A, what's a B, what's a C. So he pegged the stencil with all the letters of his name, and he signs, and the stencil is white. So he's signing within it. So his signature, you could be Makai. It's not so easy. But if you give him a blank piece of paper, he won't come out the same. You want to be Makai, you have to give him a stencil again, and then try to have him do it again. But Lamaisa, that's what we do. As we'll see soon, this is the Makai Igor. We start by again, you need the witnesses. So, Pesach Shita was, that's the way we learned, that you're Machiv Esachroim, you do a wide thing, and he starts within that wide. That was.
Well, at some point they should be able to claim that don't have to get
the Fatsilla. Why did you be something should be Makai? That's a good. But the Fatsilla was so worried that you were Irabao, so certainly you wanted to be back to them.
So it's not really
the last
one that was the pressure. So then suddenly how can you do it?
That's the way I saw that. Yes, you're right.
Yes, I think I
have another. He's signing against Rabbi King. He's standing there. He's saying, this is my signature. That's the Rabbi King. That's not. He's signing against the Rabbi King. The Gemara has two more answers. Shmuel Baba Ve'Eva. That underneath you do it with Eva, with lead, Eva Sakataita. So it appears that they have the Shach Mashiach Akasha. The whole point is the signature underneath should be an invalid one, so that the one on top is good. Like Hasha Habi Ibrahim and Maya Deva. Rabavo Amar, third shop in Meilin, a pair of Tanita Kasim Beitai Vata Kasha. I may do it as a good signature, but Kasha Hadaf is a boy of us. Shemini Velagadadini. So this, I mentioned to you, this Gemara is saying, then you have a parchment which is the same color as the ink, so the signing of the ink is not a ksav. Therefore, if you have a brown parchment and you want to put a signature say that the Eidim could, the illiterate Eidim could copy, you do it with brown ink. Now you do it with brown ink, they can't see it. So assume that while it's wet, it's snicker. I'm assuming that while it's wet, it's snicker, and therefore they'll be able to sign it. Whether it's true, when it is darker, that is a good signature. If you have a brown paper and you sign with brown ink, the Gemara says it's no good.
Yeah.
But what happens? Well, what happens if it's darker? But maybe the signature should be a good signature. Yeah, but it was a tshiva. It was a total piece of brown paper, brown parchment. Brown or whatever it was totally brown.
A little darker. The
is that a signature? A dark onto a noticeable line? That should be good. The truth is, it's very double question. I'll tell you why. What? It should be good. I'll tell you what, Pastor, it should be good. What's the difference? It's a recognizable signature. The rest is like black on white, or if I write dark brown on light brown.
Even if you can't read it all.
What?
Even if you
can't
read it all.
You can't read it all. But it might say, maybe when I got it, maybe.
What
do you mean? I have to go in. And you have to go in. There's never a question. It's a question. The Chayshah said that maybe we're given and maybe we're in the Vajra. That's the same. That's the best person who's trying to find it. Maybe the time he gave it was Vajra. But the Agabar is saying, which Pashtus means that it's not a sound. The Moshe points out that Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam said about the Yoshalanu. Tosfos said our Ikra said the Torah should not be Mea Fatsis. Why? Because our parchment is Aksa. Our parchment is worked out with the same stuff, with the same Afatsis, with the same gallnuts. We work out our parchment. And Amy when I got Amy Tyson said, How could you write with the yai that's made from Atza on top of a parchment that's made from Atza? So Tosfos said, no, you can't use that ink that's made from Atza. They said, don't use it for Sefer Torah, because the Gemara says they need it. So Moshe says, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? Yeah? Tosfos talking about, he's telling you, don't write on brown parchment, don't write a Sefer Torah with an ink that's the same color as the parchment. You have to tell somebody that? You're the person fool? You tell somebody, don't, if you want to write a Sefer Torah, and you're going to write it with a certain color ink, it shouldn't be the same color as the parchment, because then you can't read it. Well, what fool is it who's writing? And who's writing a Sefer Torah that's totally illegible? It's legible when it's wet, it's not legible when it's dry. Must be that Tosfos learns means even though it's legible, even though the top one is legible, but it's not the ideal. The ideal is that it's legible because it's a darker shade. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Afapik, that's certain the tziva. You're not supposed to write that way. I'm talking if it's measurable, and they'll tell me pen marker. Either it's legible or it's not legible. To the average person, it's legible. Or the other, either it is or it's not. If it's not legible, so of course it's no good. Let's have to tell me. The truth is, it's a pillar. Well, if this is one, the question of Gemara is that maybe it is not legible, I mean. It must be that place is healthy, even if it's legible. But it's not the optimum level of being legible. So good. What?
You're taking a marker, and you're taking a marker
to the ground. So what's the problem? Must be that's the problem. So Moshe Taka says that the reason we don't pass it like Tosfos is because we hold that it is a good tzeiva, even if it's different shapes. We hold it as a good tzeiva. But we talk a paskin that the eye made for Me'afatsin is kosher. Even though the art is worked out with Me'afatsin, the way it looks to us, it looks very like black and white. But from Tosfos kosher, it seems Tosfos held that Taich Mei Milan Agabi Mei Milan is where it is legible. Where it is legible. So Tosfos seems to hold that to be writing two shades of the same color, it's, I don't know, it reminds you of Dr. Sethi, but two shades of the same color, that's not sad. Maybe the Mishkan, and Shabbat, I can understand, the Mishkan, they would do different things that way. But here we're talking about a gas, and I say, it's Tyra. So why shouldn't it be good? I don't know.
Two shades of the color.
Who said that? Green. To me, I agree with you 100%. The names are just arbitrary. So anyway, found out I was colorblind. Some colors I realized. Well, my oldest son, I was married already. My oldest son was about a year and a half. I was taking him to college. So I was teaching him red light. Red light, yellow light, green light. To me, a green light looks white. The green of a green light looks perfectly white to me. And I grew up, I thought, I don't call it a green light. You know, I said, I don't call it a green light, it's white. So I don't want to confuse my son, so I told him it's a white light. And then my wife took me and I said, white light? I said, what's white light? So I found out it's colorblind to green. I think they never saw it. You know, to grow up, I was over the years, I thought, anybody who's agreeing with this? Somebody sitting here who says, thinking to me, it also looks like. Yeah. A lot of things in the world that look different to different people, if you think about it. Anyway, that's made me when I got into Milan. So what does the Gemara say? That's the fourth Eitz. There are four Eitz. The Papa of the Reich. Can you know the Papa of the Papa Torah of the Reich? So it seems it wasn't uncommon to have illiterate people, and they have to do it. There are four different Eitzes. But Yeshua initially learns that the four Eitzes argue with each other. But he says, L'maisen halacha all four brought down. So it must be that there's no machlokes here, that all four Eitzes are likely. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Originally starts with the machlokes, he makes which one's better, but his maskani is that they don't argue, which means that it must be, also must be, that just like the cutout is wider, right, when you use the stencil light, so you have to make it wider, the person writes, so let's say Reich, or maybe Lin, it's got to be the same thing. Siva says this, and Stadler says it, that it must be that you do a wider line. Someone's illiterate and you want to trace something for them, you do a wider thing, and then they trace within the wider thing you did. And that way, it will be shyest to be Mekayim, and very hard. But it'll be possible, if you put them in the same circumstances, it'll be possible to try to figure out some kind of key. So this, and that's why, that's what you have to learn, that you see this is Matliya, that none of the plates can bring, that it should be wider. It's a push that it has to be, it has to be talking that way.
Right?
Filling
letters.
Well, you do the letters in, with a wider, you do a wide line of letters. And then he takes a fine and a pen, you would take chalk, and you would, instead of with the point of the chalk, with the side of the chalk, make a wide line on the board, spell out his name, and then he does with a skinny side, he would fill it in. So that would be a. That would be. So same idea as a stencil. Stencil was
again the same thing as doing without a pen without a that doesn't write.
So if you do with a pen that doesn't write, then you make a narrow line, he's gonna trace exactly your narrow line, nothing changes because of him. But everything you do it wider,
again everything's set. If you're tracing it as a B, right? And it's a wide B, he's gonna trace a B in the line. It'll be in the line, the same B that you
it'll be within the line, but it'll be somewhere in the line, different places in the line.
Every signature is going to be there.
Every time he does,
every time he does,
well, that's going to be a problem. That's true.
He's not going to know to make the video.
I got, we see from the Gemara that it's not good enough to sign. Why don't you tell him, sign an X? Make a squiggly line with a picture of a fish. See from this Gemara that's not good enough. Even though in the ninth parak, Rav signed the shape of the fish. Because he did it all, he always did it that way, and he was the person's signature was known. So it was a known signature that you could do it. If it's not a known signature, then you
normally
have to use a signature, but
name works in your
bank.
There's
nothing
he signed
the fish.
In fact, then
he's never signed the fish. Yeah, I understand. He just one day signed the fish, but it's not good. behind him we begin. Now the shoras right, the who the avim of the bishar shoras, the nagdei Rav Kahana. Somebody did a ma'aser like this bishar shoras. Rav Kahana put him hit a malchus. But the Rav says when it says nagdei, it means it's kosher to the other. He doesn't say nothing. But he said they did a bishar shoras. The Rav says by saying it's kosher. Nagdei means he told you he punished it, but he shouldn't have done it this way. The Gemara would have ended here, and that's sort of the end of what has to do with Ksiva for this army. But Agav, since it mentioned Kriya, the Gemara now jumps into a Sugya of Kariya Kriya Mandakashanei. The Gemara jumps into a new thing, which we're going to have to understand why it works. Let's see the din, and then we'll try to figure out why it works. Kriya Mandikashmei, who mentioned reading? Talking about Nero can't write, he said he can't read. But the Gemara, you're right. So in Master of Architecture, we're missing something. It should have said like this. Numach like it. Eidim Shein Yaidim Likrai. Yeah, they did that are illiterate and they can't even read. Not only they can't write, kind of name of Christ. It is right away. It hits you. What does it mean? Kind of name of Christ. Kind of name of Christ. You know what you're doing? They can't read. So how do they sign a shtar? Someone takes the shtar, reads it, and then they sign it. They don't know what it says in the shtar. It's not something full of baloney. This person could have been making it up as he went. And he trusts him. So that's an A. I'm saying A, just that plainly says that it says something. But do I know that it says it? At least it should be A with the A. I'm saying it because he said it. And yet, what? He's reading it in front of me. Could be in front of 100 people, but I still don't know myself. I would think A has to know himself. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara spends a few lines on this. Which means that everyone holds it kosher, at least the Mokim Eagle. That everybody holds it kosher. But you do the Chatzilah B'Shtash Doris, no. Why are we more makel by Gid? To avoid the Eagle. How do we pass it? Amar Rav Alach Nivshim Gamliel, who was the one that was machnir, that you can't do it by shashtaris. Rav Gamda Mishmei the Rav Amar in Alach that you couldn't do it by shashtaris. That was command Rav Amar. Rav Gamda passed it, passed it to Rav Amar. Who the Havar Ovd of shashtaris and Agde Rav Kahana. Rav Amar say that it's good, that by shashtaris it's good. I Rav Kahana gave someone Malkus because he did it. To Gemara Kriya. He hid him because he was saying the Chandra Rabban and the Kefa Chasima. That you shouldn't do. You should get in the Katsar. Kriya, talk about Kriya. Kriya that you could be more Megal. Rav Yehuda, it's star, Kari the Chasim. Rav Yehuda, he could see well, it's star to read before he signed. Of Leola writes with this. Rav Lord of Mardar Yisrael, Kari Kamei, the Chasim, he was Megal. Rav Nachman, Kari Kamei, Tifri Daini, the Chasim. Rav Nachman, the Sifri Dadaina read, and he signed. The doctor, Rav Nachman, the Sifri Dadaina, this will answer. Rav Nachman, the Sifri Achlina. The Sifri Dadaina, the Inish Achlina, it has to be trustworthy. If it's trustworthy, then it's good enough. So here we learn this Gemara, this Chiddush, that Kriya helps by Eidim, and right away, the Rishonim Avad is, well, what kind of Eidim is this? What kind of aid is are you if you don't know what it says in the shtar? So you saw a Reuven lent him $100. Now they give you a shtar to sign. If you don't know what it says in the shtar, who knows? Or who knows that what you're doing is correct? So a number of Rishayim, the Ran among them, Rabban, say that since it's a milsa David al Gluye, since what it says in the shtar, it's a milsa David al Gluye. Can't lie to a guy. You're going to lie, he'll probably remember next time. The next time someone else will read it, and you'll be caught lying if you fake it out there. So he says, it's a Moshe David Olivier, he's trusted. Alright, why isn't it 858? Why, when I'm signing, isn't it 858? So we're going to have a few mahalkan in this. I'll read you the Lashon of the Ran. The lie have the aid with the aid. The lie can aid with the aid, dummy. Sharei hu ba'at me ra, I say aidus. Veni ma'am an acher. He did see the aidus. He's not trusting others. El lai ver shekach kosa b'shtar. Zebezu. Ella, I'm sorry. Veni ma'am an acher, by el lai ver shekach kosa b'shtar zeb. He's only trusting other people what it says in the paper. There's no A not Adis, and if the Shtar is not Adis, then we'll move to David Oguyehu. What does that mean? If someone signs a Shtar, why is he an aid? Is he Adis? He brings the Shtar to Bezdin. Is he an aid? Someone signs a Ksuba. So he's an aid, no? He signs plenty than plenty. Aid. An aid. So if you can't read the tzuba, you don't know what it says in the tzuba. Someone tells you this is what it says, and you sign. Are you really being an atheist to what it says above your signature? You don't know what it says above your signature. What kind of atheist are you? What kind of atheist are you? So it seems to me that there's more than one mahalach here in the subject. the Rav Rashach and Rabbi Ezri learns that this is a din in Kayach Ashtar, which we've spoken about so many times this year. Kayach Ashtar. God, if you want to place, let's say you have somebody who never heard of Kayach Ashtar, you want to show it to him. In this piece, in Hilchos Eidos, Rav Shach explains the concept of Kayach Ashtar from scratch. He explains that Kayach Ashtar is a Chiddush HaTorah, that Kayach Ashtar l'loy v'af al pishena mal v'ino. Right, we've mentioned this many times. I could write that when they mention in money, even though I never saw it. People would think, how can you sign something if you didn't see it? I could sign, Ruben lent Shimon money, and Shimon owes him. If Shimon tells me sign it, I'm allowed to sign it. And later Shimon will go and give it to Ruben in exchange for money. But I don't have to see it at the time I sign it. If Shach says a signature is not an avis on the thing it says in the Shach. All a signature is that the Mishayev told you to sign it. The one who stands to lose, he signs it. The Mishayev told you to sign it, and that's what it's an avis on. And as long as the Mishayev tells you to sign it, it's good even though you never saw it. Now, the fact that you could sign something that you never saw, what do you mean? You're just signing it based on the knowledge that it's out. So you have the knowledge of what it says in the Shtar, you know it so from the mouth of someone trustworthy. How trustworthy? Rav Nachman and Daniel Bistafra, whatever the level is. Then you can sign it too. But all you're signing is that there's Dasa Mishayim. You're not saying you know anything. Now, we have to explain that, because who's Mishayim? So Ruben stands, he says, I'm the Mishayim. How do I know he's the Mishayim?
By a
get, because it's Shtar Baal, it's really a chayt for both of them. Okay, that's the Rakhain. Rakhain said that when everyone talks about Dasha Messiah, the only Messiah that he does Baal Ashtar, that was responsible to write the Shtar. So he's talking about him, but that's Messiah. But the person who's responsible for the Shtar, he's the one that will tell it. And we're going to come back. It just, what hit me with this Rashad, that this is Kayach Ashtar, it just seems, I started to mention to you, that the Meluim brings this Gemara to not seeing the Kala's face. Basically, he compares. So what's the difference if you're illiterate, you sign a Shtar and you're an aide on the Shtar, or if you see a Kedushin and you don't know who the lady is, you're trusting people that this is the Kala. That's what he's comparing the two. That comparison, it seems to me, from Rashach learned that the Sugya is a Din of Kayach Ashtar. It seems Rashach didn't learn the way that he's learned. And we've all learned that this is a Din of Hades. And Rashach learned that this is a Din of Shtar. So these two things we're going to have to straighten out. And I mentioned to you, there's a deal. The last line of Pesach Tzrichi, Pesach says that the Eidim do have to read the Shtar at a certain time. Lachar v'Sivan. Pesach Kaima, it sounds at least like one shot, that they could just trust the husband and the Shtar, because the husband is a Migul, Baal Shom, a Gerashti. See, the two places disagree, that's what that Migulun says. But this is, I guess, the strong point.